Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Parker Success Line RVP2B call. This is our call number 3 in the series in September, and I am ENVP Linda Parker. And I have to tell you guys, I am so excited about these calls, and I look forward to these calls. It is such a fun and exciting group, and it's just fun to see what's happening in your business and where things are going and how things are coming along. And I know that you are in tons of activity, that you are very busy, but I also know the thrill of excitement that comes with all of that. So I want to thank you. We are up to, I think we have 75 people in this group. So I want to thank you guys, so many of you, for sending in your homework and for sending in your ahas and your wins. I do have just a couple that I want to share with you, and I want to preface this by saying if you email me a win or an aha that you do not want me to share, you might write at the top, please do not share this, because I try and ask permission before I share them, but there's so many that I want to share that I don't always have time, so I'm going to save myself the trouble next time. And so if you don't want it shared, make sure you put that. But otherwise, because I may share them with the group. But there's a couple that I want to send along, and this one is from Jen Newfield. And they're just some ahas from last week. She talks about sponsor on purpose, create your own dream team. I realized, too, matching effort for effort will help me to know who to work with more. I've been finding out who are runners, who are walkers, and the stoppers, and it will help me manage my time. I loved the you're already started. Would you like to just start getting paid? She said, I'm using this now. It's so fun and simple, and my hostesses have been saying yes. So I love that. Thank you so much. Another one I love is from Katina Eisenbeis, and she's a mother of two new babies, of twins. She said a few things that really spoke to her. I'm on my road to region right now. Everything I'm doing right now is getting me there. There's a difference in the road to region and the push to region. I love that. If I'm thinking about my business, I'm not in enough activity, and I love that. And a couple of quotes that really spoke to her were the, you're stronger than you know, and it's all heart from here. And you guys, that's so true. You guys are stronger than you know. And it is, you know, I think so much of going region is heart. You know, it comes down to who wants it bad enough. Another one that I got this morning that I just love and want to share is from Katie Hall. And she goes, I just had to share a win I had since we've been doing these calls. Since we started them, I've been on purpose about asking people to look at this business as I need to build a new team and continue to add. I asked a girl that I have thought of for the last 11 months that would be great at this business to consider it again, as she just hosted for me this past weekend and had a great party. She is now ready to sit down and talk next steps, as she's very interested. We meet tomorrow with her. This just goes to show the seeds we plant today don't always sprout right away, and it also teaches us that just because someone is a no now doesn't mean they'll be a no forever. And I love that. I think that is so true, that we just need to keep asking and keep asking. So I know we got so much out of the last several calls. I just want to keep in mind, you guys, these calls are, you know, we're going to talk some strategy. We're going to talk some things you should be doing about those people that have gone before you. We have a very special guest speaker on the call with us today. I know what it's like to be on this journey, and you hear from somebody who's been an MVP, and you think, well, of course, Linda, or of course, Tracy, or Beth, or Tara, or Goltaj, or Donna, of course you guys can get people to say, of course they say yes to you. You've been an MVP forever. Although we do remember exactly what it's like to be in your shoes, sometimes it's nice to hear from people that have just walked a few steps ahead. And so we heard from Mo last week, and thank you so much, Mo Jourdain. That was awesome. And this week we have another very special guest speaker, because I think everyone on this call would love to be in her shoes. She's actually in qualification for region, and she is completing region this month. So I want to say kudos to her, because she went into qualification over the summer. She didn't wait till there was a big I-1 at all. She was so smart, and she's finishing it with the I-1 at all and creating incredible momentum. And so she is being promoted by Andrea Langemer-Smith, a national vice president. So, Josie, are you on the call with us today?
I'm here.
Great. I am going to turn it over to soon-to-be new regional vice president in a mere what is it, 17 days, she will be a new regional vice president. So I am going to turn it over to Josie.
Thank you, Linda. Okay. Linda, thank you so much for asking me to be on this call. I'm very excited and extremely nervous. But before I share my story, I want to thank you, Linda, for not only doing this series of calls, but for all the calls I've been listening to for the past 3 years that you've done. When I started my business in June of 2008, my awesome ENVP, Andrew Langhammer Smith, sent me a party script, a DVD of you doing an RE9 party, and a CD of your success tips. She lives in Pennsylvania, and I'm down here in Virginia, so I had to launch myself. I will tell you, Linda, that I've been hanging on your every word ever since then. So thank you again for all of your guidance all of these years. Okay, and a funny story real quick. When I earned Aries in Paradise in December of 2009 and a bunch of us were waiting by the bus to go to Rita's house, you came out of the hotel, and I had never met you before. You came out of the hotel and started walking toward us, and it was like seeing a celebrity. It was like you were moving in slow motion and your hair was blowing kind of like a celebrity. And I said, "Is that Linda Parker?" And now I'm actually on a phone call with you, so I'm really pinching myself. It feels very surreal. I'm having an out-of-body experience right now. Anyway, I am so excited to share with all of you guys today. I'm with you. I'm with you, and I've been going through what you're going through in particular for the past several months, but also since I started. So anyway, let me tell you my story. Oh, also I want to warn you that I am not Mo Jourdain. Nobody could be Mo Jourdain, and she is awesome. I heard her at the area manager's retreat, and she totally blew me away and gave me huge vision, and I was lucky to get to meet her on the trip and thanked her. But anyway, I'm not as quick as Mo. I'm not quite as awe-inspiring, but and speaking is not my strength, which you will learn very quickly if you haven't figured that out already. But I think the point is that anyone can succeed in Arbonne as long as they're willing to work hard and work smart and not quit when the going gets tough. So a little bit about me and my journey in Arbonne and how I've come to finally be in qualification for region. I'm a mom, a mother of two great kids, and an elementary school teacher. As I mentioned, I started Arbonne a little over 3 years ago. I had a new neighbor move in across the street from me, and her son and my son became instant friends. One day, she told me she had started something called Arbonne and needed to practice on someone. To make a long story short, I fell in love with the products, they healed my eczema, and I ultimately decided to do the business, even though I was scared and it was way out of my comfort zone. The funny thing was, I was actively looking for a way to make more money. My husband had had a back injury the year before and basically lost his job in the process. By this time, we had pulled our son out of daycare, and my husband was a stay-at-home dad. I desperately needed Arbonne, but when my neighbor first offered it to me, the idea was so foreign to me and so ridiculous that I initially said no. But here's the thing. As you all know, sponsoring is a process, not an event. And my neighbor actually never asked me to do the business again, but she would tell me in conversations about her upline, Andrea, and how Andrea had gotten a white Mercedes, bought her dream home, and retired her husband. I found this all very difficult to believe, so, of course, I went home and Googled Arbonne that night. And that night and every night for the 2 weeks following, I read everything I could about Arbonne and network marketing. I read tons of Ion Arbonne stories. And finally, I decided that it really was too good of an opportunity to let go. I also knew from reading Ion Arbonne that there was a system to follow and that someone would help teach me the ropes. Someone would teach me the ropes. And that someone turned out to be Andrea, whom I mentioned before. The powers that be must have known that I really needed Andrea in my life because she was the exact person I needed to guide me. She never pushes but always encourages. She's always my cheerleader, and I will be indebted to her forever. Anyway, you guys, I did the same things that you all have done to get where you are. I plugged into the system, I did what Andrew told me to do, and I made sure to work on myself as much as I worked on my business. And by that, I mean I worked actively to keep my cup full and my mind positive. I started attracting business builders right away, but they never lasted. At one point in my business, I was having monthly team meetings with four ladies who never did anything. I was so frustrated that Andrew told me to stop having the meetings and to go find new people. Of course, I did what she told me, and then I found new people, and at least this time they were doing some activity, but none of them stuck around. I can't even tell you how many people I have launched and then lost. But guys, you know what we do when this happens, right? We just keep on booking our own parties and sharing the business, and we don't give up. And whenever Andrew would come down to do a discover, I would invite new people to come hear her. You all, there were times when I wanted to quit. I'll never forget when I went area, and the one business builder that I had at the time decided she was going to quit. I had a big dark cloud over my head when I got that news, but it didn't even last a full day. At this point in time, I was way committed. Arbonne was plan A for my family, so I just booked more parties and kept going. In 2010, last year, I had more people come and go, and then in the fall of 2010, Andrea came and did another discover, and four out of the five guests that day decided to do the business. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. And Andrea had mentioned to me that Tracy, her sponsor, Tracy Gatchell, might be willing to coach me at some point, so I decided now was the time. Tracy graciously and generously agreed to coach me starting that December, this past December. And at the time, I had one DM and this new group of gals. Two of them went with me to GTC in January and soon promoted to district themselves. My first goal for RVP was to get into qualification by February. Even though I knew it was a major stretch, I decided I needed to do all I could to try to make it happen. That means, of course, that I was in major personal activity, talking to people about the business and supporting my team as best I could. At some point this past spring, I got impatient and said to Tracy and Andrew that I was going to make Region happen and that I wanted to put a date on the calendar for my car presentation. And I was just going to do a ton of personal sales to cover the gap between what my team was doing and what I needed. And Tracy and Andrew gently and encouragingly told me that it was not time to kill myself with sales, but to keep working my personal business, supporting my team, and finding new people. So, of course, I listened to them. I talked to so many people about Arbonne that I was probably doing it in my sleep as well. And that is one major tip I have, and you all know this already, is to have lots of irons in the fire. I've gotten tons of no's, but I had and have so many irons in the fire that some of them have become yeses. And not only do I talk to people myself, I really capitalize on any discovers that Andrew is willing to come and do for my team. I always have guests there, and sometimes I bribe them to come, and it's totally worth it. I have people joining my team now whom I've been dripping on for over a year. Having them come here, Andrew, was the last little push they needed. Since that time when I wanted to go crazy with the sale, my team has really grown. I have five DMs direct to me, and then two AMs and four DMs in my biggest leg. So many things come to mind when I look at who's on my team now. I have better people. Every time I had to start over, Andrew would tell me that I would attract better people this time around, that is what happens when you have to get a new team. You attract better people. And that is because you are better and more skilled at doing Arbonne, and also because you are a stronger, better person. It's impossible to actively work Arbonne and stick with it for years without becoming a better, stronger person. The only thing that kept me going and kept me from quitting during the tough times was reading and listening. I read and read and read and listened and listened and listened. Linda, the summer you and Cecilia put out the Dream Team calls, I listened to them over and over until I knew I had internalized them. And if y'all haven't heard the Dream Team calls yet, they're on Linda's website. They're a must for everyone and your new people, too. It's like Arbonne Boot Camp. Anyway, I have read everything from Dare to Dream, Work to Win, to Failing Forward, to Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway, to The Compound Effect and The Slight Edge, and many more. I have come a long way, baby, and I'm now ready to lead a team. And by the way, here's another little tip. I buy my books on CDs because when I read at night, I fall asleep. One of my rock stars, A.M. Amy Rudina, who also happens to be on these RVP to be calls, was successful in network marketing years ago. She did all the reading then, got over her fears then, and really got network marketing then. And actually, she still reads now a lot. So when she decided to do Arbonne this past April, she was like a rocket, promoting to DM in 1 month, earning the trip in 2 months, and getting into qualification for area and earning Route 66 in her 3rd month. And she got into qualification for area by going halfway to region. Totally different journey than what I've been on. Anyway, she is my partner in crime, and we talk all the time. When I said to her one day, "Where were you when I started 3 years ago?" she said, "You wouldn't have been ready for me then." And that's true. I had to grow and learn and persevere and go through lots of rough spots to become the person I am today. So my awesome team and I are going to finish region this month, and with Amy on my tail, I am working hard on my personal business to keep my central strong with the intention of not only maintaining my region, but going nation in 1 year. And when Andrea comes down next week to do another Discover for my team, I guarantee you that I will have my own guests there as well. I know I have a lot more growing and reading and listening to do, but I feel so lucky to have the upline that I do. Andrea, Tracy, you, Linda, and Cecilia have been the voices in my head for the past 3 years, and I can't thank you enough.
Thank you so much, Josie. I think that we can learn so much from the things you said, and I think as you were talking, many of us on the call were going, yeah, I've been there. I got team, and then they quit, and then I got team, and then they quit. And you guys, that's the key, is to just keep adding team over and over and over. So thank you so much for sharing with us, and because, like I said, everyone on this call wants to be exactly where you are, and they're hoping to follow in your footsteps in the next several months. So thank you so much, Josie, for that.
Thank you, Linda.
You bet. You guys, there's several key things that she said there. She's going to keep adding team. She's going to continue to add team over and over, and even the ones that didn't stay, she kept adding. And the people that she knew, okay, might, you know, that when she, her one ace at, right after she went area, quit, she didn't let that decide her future. And you guys, it's time for us to take control of our future. You know, I remember when I went region, I had all districts. Remember, I went with all districts, had someone in qualification for area who didn't even show up at the training the day after my car presentation, my one area in qual. And so I thought, I'm not going to depend on them to get me my full car payment. I need to depend on me. So I kept finding new people. And, you know, we talked about who we spend our time with last week, and I know that spoke to a lot of you because I heard from a lot of you to spend 80% of the time with the people doing 80% of the work. And what I want to encourage you guys is I want to just tell you a little story about kind of how that works. One of the very first people that I sponsored direct to me, her name was Phoebe Coombs. And she was probably one of the first 5 people that I sponsored direct to me when I started again in Pennsylvania. And I started her just like I do everyone else. My goal was to get her to do first step district in the first month or two. And she didn't. She was on her own pace. And so I matched her pace. If she took a step, I took a step. If she didn't step, I didn't step. She took 2, I took 2. But I didn't try and turn her into a 10. She was a 2. I thought, she's a 2. I'm going to keep finding new people. I'll be there for Phoebe. When Phoebe needs something, I'll answer her questions. I'll help her goal set if she wants to. But if I had tried to turn a 2, Phoebe, into a 10, it would have frustrated me and her. What I did was I went out and I found other people. I literally went region. And I was actually getting my RVP bonus. I had promoted 15 districts by the time that Phoebe went district. So I met her she was a 2. I helped her become a 3. She was a 3. I helped her become a 4. But it was little things. She didn't need much from me. I didn't keep saying, you know, I'll make you a 10 if I die. Because you know what? You might die trying to make them a 10. So I met her where she was. Do you know Phoebe is an ERVP on my team today? And she will be one of my next direct nations. You guys, that's the key to this business, is meet people where they are. Yes, people will come and go. Districts will come and go. Do you know some of the people that were districts when I went region are still in my business today? They're consultants. But they order probably every month or every other month because they love the products. And they have several people that buy from them. So you know what? It's okay. I need those people. Those people help make up a really solid district for me without doing anything. So know the work that you're doing today, it's going to pay off. And Josie had that vision of knowing all that's going to pay off. So I want to encourage you, keep doing the activity. I love what she said, have a lot of irons in the fire. That's powerful. You know what? I always had all these different irons, and it's like, if that doesn't pan out, I've got this and this. I wasn't so focused on making Phoebe a 2 into a 10. I thought, I'm going to let her be where she is. I would love for her to be a 10, but she wasn't a 10 right then. And I went and found somebody else, and it saved both of us frustration. So is there maybe some people on your team, or are there maybe, it wasn't correct grammar, some people on your team that are 2s that you're trying to make a 10? Or they're saying, I'm going to do 5,000. The most they've ever done is 500. In your head, you need to say, great, that'd be awesome. But in your, you don't say this out loud, but in your head you go, when I see the activity, I'm going to believe that. I'm going to encourage them. I'm going to whatever. But I'm not counting on that. I'm going to do, you know, be there for them, but I'm moving on to somebody else. And so I love what Nia Irwin always said, don't tell me what you're going to do, show me what you're going to do, you know. So believe what they do, not what they say. I want to talk just a little bit of strategy right now. You know, we mapped out our teams. That was 2 weeks ago, and I know you got with your MVP and you kind of went over that. Today is the 13th of the month. In 2 days, it's going to be the 15th, which is mid-month. I want you to evaluate where you are. Talk to people on your team. Evaluate where they are. Encourage them. Let them know the mid-month is never halfway. It's never halfway. And they need to know that. You know, especially as a district manager, they could still be at zero today, and they can still get their DM bonus. But at midway is where you kind of check in with everybody that you sat down with at the beginning of the month and they set their goals. Midway is where you call and say, hey, Phoebe, you know, I know our goal was 5,000 district manager and we made a plan. I'm just checking in with you. How are things going? She goes, oh, my gosh, it fell apart. Everything fell apart. And I say, okay, well, tell me what's on the books right now. This is a 15, 30-minute call. It's not a major gripe. It's just a get to the point. Okay, so where are you? What's on the books? Nothing. Okay, you guys, peel the onion, peel the layers, peel it back if you have to. Say, okay, we can fix it. Phoebe, you can still do this. Who can you call to book? You know that list we put together, did you call them? Okay, get that out, call them, and then I'll check in with, I'll call you tomorrow and see how that went. Like, give them a to-do and get off the phone and let them do it. Or they may say, it's great, we're, you know, it's slow, we're only at 500, but this is everything that's going. We've got this, and I'm launching this person, and she's coming in with this, and I'm meeting with the business appointment. And you go, great, you know, we can still see it. Or maybe we need to revise and go, okay, I, with what's on here, I can only see 4. Okay, it's only the 15th. Where are we going to come up with the other 1,000 to get your bonus? This is, let them know, midway is never halfway. I've seen people go from 0 to first step district in 24 hours. So especially at that lower level, you know, at district manager and consultant, they can double their numbers on the 29th. When I was region, my double day was usually around the 23rd. Whatever we were at the 23rd, I could generally double, and that's where we were going to be on the end of the month. You guys, I want you to know, as we know, a lot comes in at the end, but we don't want to wait till the end. We want to keep everything going, so we check in at mid-month. So that's one of the things you're going to do before our call next week. Check in with your aces. How are things going? Regroup if you have to. Encourage them. Coach them. Let them know it's never halfway. Make a plan with them. Help them, you know, give ideas to bookings. We've given many, and there's all kinds of calls, and check with your MVP. But get ideas of how, okay, 2,500, there's still time. There's still time to promote 2 districts. And, I mean, we can do that in 2 days. They get their I want it all. They do 2 parties. Boom, they're in qualification for district. So you guys really be thinking and be strategizing with them. So that's something we're going to do around the 15th in the next week. Just to kind of give you guys a preview towards the end of the month, then we're going to check in again and give them ideas to kind of help to push to finish. But we'll cover that on another call. So that is one of the things I want you to do in the next week. Check in with your team. I want to caution you guys. You should not be calling these people every day going, how's it going? What's going on? Have you called so-and-so? Because then it feels like a job and they have another boss. You should be too busy to be calling or sending emails every day going, here's your 5 things to do. Did you do them? Here's your 10 things. Here's your this. And although you're trying to be encouraging, it may seem like another boss. You should be too busy with your own stuff to be doing that. You should check in at the beginning of the month, help them make a strategy, check in around mid-month. Now, if they call you, absolutely, call, answer their questions, call them back, be there for them. If they're brand new, yes, you're going to be talking to them more often than you're, because they don't even know the questions to ask. So if you are kind of curious, if you have a question of when should I call, when shouldn't I, check with your MVP because they know when the times are, you know, if you're talking too much, or follow what they've done, your MVP has done with you, and that will give you a really good guideline. So that's the first thing. The other thing, the kind of the training that I want to talk to you guys today is basically this is how to get to Regents, which is very appropriate for you all. And number one is, and you guys, everything I'm going to say today is everything you've already heard. You've heard everything I'm going to say a million times. But I want you to hear it. You have to hear it 7 times to really hear it. And I also want you to hear it so many times that you can teach it and you can repeat it to the next person on your team. So number one is you must continue to build districts. How many times have we heard that, right? You want to be wide and deep. Work your personal business. Because I worked wide early, you guys, I could walk away within 5 years of starting again. I was 4 wide. And in this business, once you have 4 nations direct to you, you could walk away. I could walk away and just place my $100 order every month and get my Arbonne check. Not what I choose to do, but because I got wide early, I always had a goal. I wanted to have a district and qualification direct to me every month. Tracy Gatchell just last year, now this is an ENVP with a $2 million plus business, her goal was to promote 12 districts direct to her that year, and she did. Are they all still around? No. But she knows that. She knows that's part of the process. You got to sponsor a lot of people to find just 4 aces. You're sorting, okay? So you want to keep building districts. And you guys, whenever I had somebody in qualification and they were finishing, I was always kind of in a little bit, I had a fire under my butt going, who's my next one? I got to have somebody in qual. Like, it was a continual game I played. Who do I have in qualification for district direct to me? Number 2, we talked about this. Look at number of new people. In your soon-to-be region, how many new people are coming in to, so like in your area, how many sponsoring new $150 people do you have? And if you have a promoted out area, then I'm going to let you combine those 2 numbers. I really want you to only focus on your central because that way when you go, you could be a region doing 40 and she could be a region doing 40 and you're halfway the nation. So, but that number for sponsoring, when it's around 40 to 60, you will be doing region volume. I will never forget the day that Cecilia said, Linda, put your hand over the volume and just focus on sponsoring. Because if you have the sponsoring, the volume will follow. And here's the secret to that, you guys. Sponsoring is next month's business. Let's say my sponsoring is 10, but I happen to hit 32,000 in volume. How am I going to hit 32,000 next month? I don't have that many new people coming in to help me with that. You always want to have new people coming in. This is key. The number of new people, 40 to 60 is RVP. If you want to go nation, that number is like 140 plus to go nation. But you should be thinking 40 to 60, 40 to 70, somewhere in that range is RVP sponsoring numbers. New people equals growth. You guys, make sure they have a $100 order. When I see somebody come into my business, and they don't have, $150 order, I'll email them. They may have a $97 order. I email them and I copy their sponsor, and I just say something like, I just didn't want you to miss out. Did you know you're eligible for 1 free product with a $150 order? With just another $53 retail and at your 20% discount, that's only, $30 or whatever, You can get one free gift. As long as you do this by the end of September, you will get the free gift. Just didn't want you to miss out. If you have any questions, call me or your sponsor, and we'll be happy to help you. A lot of times they go, oh, thank you, I didn't know, and then they'll place another $50 order. Do you guys, do you realize as you add that up, you know, when you're one region, every dollar counts? That's what I call finding volume towards the end of the month. I'm finding volume. If I find 10 people that all need to place another $50, that's $500 in volume I just found. So make sure they have that. I also let people know they're eligible for their RSVP. I let them know, hey, I saw you signed up last month. I just wanted you to know you're still eligible for this half-price package. You can pick $700 worth of products for $350. You're still eligible for that. You guys, if you get three people in your area that signed up last month and didn't do their RSVP and they do it this month, you just found $1,050 in volume. They got a good deal. You got a good deal. Their sponsor just got a $50 bonus. Then I always go back and make sure that their sponsor has at least a $100 order because I want them to get a fish. I say, hey, just wanted to let you know, you're going to get a $50 paycheck for a bonus for an RSVP if you place a $100 order. Those are things that I call finding volume. We'll talk a little more about that later, but those are some things you can be doing right now. So I wanted to let you know you're eligible. If you don't have those sponsoring numbers in your area, then you're not talking about this business or your team's not talking about this business. You guys, as people in qualification for region, you personally should be talking to at least one person a day about your business. You should accidentally sponsor one person a week just because you're talking to everybody you know about this business, that they're at least going to join to get their products at a discount. So if your sponsoring numbers are low, it's because, in my opinion, there's a lack of belief in this business. So you need to go back and maybe talk to, if you see a district and there's never sponsoring, you need to talk to them. You know, Tiffany Buffton was sponsoring tons of people with RSVPs, but nobody wanted to do the business. I remember saying, hey, Tiff, you know, you can sell RSVPs like crazy. That's awesome, but you're not duplicating. You know, why isn't anybody wanting to do this business? She goes, oh, well, you know, they don't need it. They just want a good deal. And I said, Tiff, if this business is good enough for you, why isn't it good enough for them? It was like an aha moment to her, like, oh, well, yeah, that's true. So it's one thing you need to kind of look with those eyes. If you see there's not enough sponsoring, then maybe you need to go with them to talk to people about the business until they can get their belief up. And once they sponsor one or two, they'll go, oh, that was easy. I can do that. So sponsoring is key. Number three, sometimes there's a lull before the storm. Sometimes you go area and then you hit a plateau. You go, oh, man, I did 16. We're going to be doing 32 next month. Woohoo! And maybe you get to 20 and you just kind of sit there. And you feel like, man, what's happened? You guys, that's, again, when I say you got to keep your feet moving. There's that district manager shuffle that happens. Some of them fall out. You add some, so you feel like you're standing still. That's the plateau. It's the lull before the storm. Some teams fall away. Some will quit. You need to continue in activity and finding new people and building a team. You know, sometimes it feels like you're spinning your wheels, but do it anyway. You guys, just keep, it's like Roadrunner. He's standing there and his legs are going and he's just standing there. But pretty soon it catches and he's off. And that's what happens in your business. When you hit that plateau, don't question it. I want you to say in your head, oh, Mama said there'd be days like this. Mama said, I'm not worried. I know exactly what to do. You guys, sometimes we're living in other people's business. Like if we have a strong leg, we start to count their success as ours. So let's say I'm an area and I'm like, woohoo, look at me, I'm awesome. And then I promote out an area and I go, whoa, we were doing 20 and now all of a sudden my area only does 5 because I was living in her area, which did 15. You guys live in the left. The left is your personal business. Failure begins when effort ends. So continue your effort. Number four, it's not your upline's job to make you an RVP. You guys, you know what to do. Go out and do it. They will be there to support you. They have tons of things you can plug into. Plug in and do it. If it is to be, it's up to me. Take advantage of what they offer be at every meeting, be on every call, act like if you were hosting the meeting, if you were the RVP hosting the meeting, when would you arrive? How would you dress? Would you say, what's the meeting about? Do I really need to be there? Act the part that you want to be. Arrive early. Be on every call. Go for every challenge. Try and be the person that wins. Go, oh, I know she's going region. I know she's going nation. She wins everything that the MVP puts out. Take advantage of what they have to offer. You know, when I went, I was all by myself, and nobody was out there, and I called Cecilia, and she said, book four parties. So I did, and I just kept doing, and she said, when you go area, I will come out there. You guys, she didn't even come to Pennsylvania until I was in area because she said, when I come, I'm going to double your team. The same thing Beth Malkook. Beth Malkook did it all on her own. I have an RVP in Nebraska. I didn't go there till their car presentation. They held their own meetings as district managers. They grew their team, and you know what? Their team always saw them as a leader. Be the leader. I think of Tara, who they had a local meeting, but Tara saw that 4 hours away there was this little team growing, and she thought, I'm going to start driving over there and make that commitment because they're not willing to drive 4 hours until they're in. Do you guys know what I mean? Like, guests aren't going to drive four, but once they're in, sometimes then they'll drive. But Tara thought, I'll go to them. Now there's a region there on the western slope. You guys, go to where the action is in your business. I remember I called Christina and I said, hey, I see some volume here with your aunt. She's in Jersey. What if we went to her house? Do you think she could get some guests together? She said, sure. So we drove three or four hours to Jersey, and she had guests there. I think I've told you the story. One of the aunt became a national vice president, and one of the guests there became a national vice president. So you guys, go paint a picture. See where activity is and go say, hey, if I come, just like Josie said, Andrea came to her and provided Discover meetings. Would you act like the region? Who are some districts on your team that have some things going that you can go to them and say, hey, bring your guests? Sometimes for them it's hard to be a prophet in their own land, so you need to go and paint a bigger picture. Number five, you want your district to be doing area volume and your area to be doing region. Every month, re-qualify for district. So that means you want your district to be doing eight, your central district, that's the left number, doing eight, and then you want your area doing, your central area doing 32. And so think about that, because if you do that, if my central area is doing 32, when I promote out an area, I'm still strong. I'm still getting my area manager bonus. I'm still rocking. I know there's more areas to come. But if I'm an area only doing 10 and I promote out an area, I don't have much left, do I? So requalify for district every month. Number six, get your area manager bonus, 20,000 and 10 new. This should be your first goal as soon as you hit area. That's an extra $400 that's available to you. We talked about this, number seven, work deep. Don't assume everything is being passed down. Reach down to help and shore up a leg. Work where the activity is. Work with those who are working. Eight, attend every meeting. Ask to help. Say, hey, you know, call your NDP and say, I would love to help at the next meeting. What can I do? Don't expect that she's going to say, yeah, I want you to train. Be willing to be the guy that gets there early and sets up the display, or be willing to be the guy that gets there early and just takes money or stays late and cleans up. You know what? It's not always about being in the front of the room. It's those quiet leaders that you just know you can depend on. You start there. And you know what? As things are kicking and growing in your business, they'll ask you to train. Don't worry. But you know what? Be that type of leader that is willing to be that unsung hero that's like, I'm here to help. Be that person. Act as if. Number nine, and I already kind of talked about this, offer opportunity meetings. Always take advantage of anything your RVP or MVP is doing first. If they're doing it, it frees you up to go do more activity. So do that first. But go do small ones for your team if it's too far away to come to your RVPs. This is how you learn. 10, make Arbon events a priority. Never go without a guest. Did you notice that Josie said, I did whatever I could to get guests there? I made sure I had a living room full. I always took guests with me. Pick up your guests. Do earn and learn. Expect the best, but be prepared for nothing. Put a 10 on everyone's forehead. Assume their best intentions, but also in the back of your head think, if it is to be, it's up to me. Assume their best intentions, expect the best, but be prepared for nothing. I love this one. You will do everything yourself until you find another you. You guys, I was a region on my way to nation before I found another me. I just kept building districts, and you know what? Phoebe became another me. But she wasn't even a district manager until I was an RVP doing 60,000. But look, she has become another me. But if I had quit, she never would have. So know that you will do a lot of things yourself. But eventually, if you don't quit and you keep going, you will find another you. And you may just get lucky like Cecilia and have somebody like me that comes back after 10 years and says, you know what, you're still in. You know what to do. You guys, I finally quit reinventing the wheel. I did everything she said, no matter what it was. If she had said, stand on your head in the corner, I would have done it. Because in the past, I tried to reinvent everything. You should not have time to be making flyers. You should not have time to be typing up this and that. You should not have time to be saying, hey, I've created a new I Want It All. The I Want It All Arbonne has is amazing. You should be so busy in personal activity and in placing orders and sponsoring and launching and doing discovers. You don't have time for any of that. You're like, woohoo, my sponsor's doing that for me. My upline provides this. My upline's provided the tracks to run on. All I have to do is hitch my horse to their my trailer to their horse, and I'll get there. You guys, we have the yellow brick road is right there, and all you have to do is follow it. Earn everything. If your business will grow exponentially, but only exponentially to the amount you have team. If you only have one person, exponentially is only two. But if you have 10 people, exponentially is 20. And every now and then, it grows from 10 to 30, you know. So you just never know. So you keep working. You will never, ever regret your wit in this business. Number 11, focus, commitment, and positive attitude. Don't let your feelings guide you. You know what? We don't go to surgery to have brain surgery and say and go, how are you doing today, doctor? And he goes, oh, you know, I'm just not feeling good. I don't really want to do this. You know what? He doesn't let feelings drive the bus. He goes, you know what? I'm doing great. You're in great hands. I'm going to get you through this. That's what we want him to hear. When we have that attitude, we may not say those words, but our everything about us says that. So when we go to sponsor people, they're like, I'm not doing it with her. I don't know if she's going to be here next week. She's trying Arbonne. They want to be with the guy that says, oh, yeah, you're going to come right through the surgery. You're in the best hands. I'm the best at what I do, and you're going to be just fine. So if you are joining a business, do you want to be with the person that says, I'm going straight to the top. I'd love to have you with me. I can show you the way. But either way, I'm going there. You guys, that's who I want to join. That's who I want to be in business with. No more trying. You guys, I love this one. I love this one. No more trying. If you are a mother, when you held your baby for the very first time, did you hold him and go, oh, I'm sure going to try. I'm going to try and be the best mother I've ever been. I'm just going to try. I'm going to give it a really good shot. I'm going to try really hard. And, you know, if it doesn't work, if it's not, she's not sleeping through the night and being the perfect baby and it's wonderful in 6 months, I'm going to give her back. That's not what we say. We say, I know I'm going to screw it up. I don't know anything, but I'm going to be the best mom you've ever had. We're going to have so much fun. We're in this together for life, and I'm going to be the best mom out there. The next thing is focus and commitment separate dreamers from the doers. I'm hoping y'all can still hear me. I moved around. You are not responsible for making it happen for the people you bring in. You guys know that. Let me say that again. You're not responsible for making it happen for the people you bring in. You're not responsible for that. Our job is to bring them in and give them the very best start they can have. And love them in the process. the next point is, I think it's 13 or 12, high expectations, raise the bar, paint the picture, believe big, you guys. I have very high expectations of all of you on this call because I know you're capable of it and I know you're worthy of it. And so I see you in that very best light. The next point is endurance, never, ever quitting. You guys, every runner hits the wall. Every runner hits the wall. I want you to know that. But races are won or lost at the wall. If you've ever run a marathon or read about people, I've never run one, but read about people, they always say there's a point where you just think, I can't make it anymore. You hit this wall. But when they push through the wall, then they get this energy they didn't know they had, and it kicks in, and it's the most amazing thing that happens. And that same thing happens when it's hard. You need to push through, and you're gonna hit the wall. But I want you to push through and know that every runner hits the wall. I'm looking because this just made me think of in the book. He talks about the three fuels. Here it is. Dare to dream, work to win. He talks about three fuels, and they are, the three fuels are enthusiasm, commitment. Commitment runs on more than just feelings or emotions. And then the conviction. And he says, there will be stretches, however, when even commitment is sorely tested in the race to build a large team and business. Just as in any other achievement in life, will test us to the breaking point. It is at this point of decision that we will either begin to slow down or we will switch fuel tanks and finally be fueled by conviction. It's the superior fuel supply conviction that allows people to settle in for the marathon of network marketing. Ironically, when reps tap into conviction, there's a major replenishing of both enthusiasm and commitment. He's talking about the wall here, you guys, when it gets hard and you're thinking, even my commitment, you know, those runners, that commitment to finish the race is really tested. But when you push through it, you get this surge, and that is that fuel conviction. And when that happens, you get your second wind, and it replenishes both enthusiasm and commitment. He says, what is conviction? It is unflinching belief. It's an attitude, a state of mind. It is unshakable faith. It is internal confidence. It's a certitude. It is the resolute knowledge that my business will work for me if I work for my business. It's what gives reps undaunted courage and tenacity when they hit the wall in network marketing marathon. It keeps them going when fatigue, slow growth, or doubt tempt them to quit dreaming, stop expecting, and cease working. Conviction is the one common characteristic of every individual with staying power in network marketing. I love that. That is on page 158 in that book. And finally, you guys, the last point today is servanthood. You've got to love your people more than your position. And this is my absolute favorite quote. You know, I've probably already said it, and I'm going to say it again. And it's by John Maxwell, and it says, true leader serves people, serves their best interests. And in doing so, will not always be popular. They may not always impress. But because true leaders are motivated by loving concern rather than a desire for personal glory, they are willing to pay the price. You guys, you have no idea the lives that you are going to touch because of this business. It's starting with your own. And I love the email that I sent from Crystal that talks about her son. Her four-year-old that was so excited and said, you can do anything, right, Mommy? They have that belief because we've given them that. We've taught them that, and they believe in us. And you guys, we're changing their lives, we're changing our lives, but you've only scratched the surface. As you go out and offer this gift of the lives you will change, and I pray someday you get a letter like this. It says, dear Linda, I just wanted to take a break for a minute from all that we do in Arbonne and say a big thank you for believing in Arbonne and for sharing it. This week I'm grieving the loss of my grandma who passed away peacefully in her sleep. I'm about to board a plane to say my final goodbye, and as I pack some very special pearls, my grandma's pearls. I love the story of the pearls, that sometimes you have to give up something you hold dear to get something so much more. This is the real reason why I do Arbonne. I never intended to fall in love with an American man. I never intended to stay in the United States for more than 2 years. I never intended to be so far from my family when we had a family emergency. I have missed many family events over the past nine years, but none in the past two because of Arbonne. But the one that kept me awake at night before Arbonne was that I would not get to come home when my grandma passed away. Plane tickets are expensive. We live paycheck to paycheck, and although I could have borrowed money to go, being practical, I'm sure I would have not have taken our family in debt when going home would not have extended her life, a decision I also know that I would have regretted for the rest of my life. My plane ticket home is $1,400, and that is coach class. And I just booked it. You are right. Money is only important when you don't have it. Last year, my grandma needed a specialist in London. Getting a frail old lady there in a family that works hard just to get by was a challenge. Because of Arbonne, I quietly called my dad and told him we were sending a car. We sent the best Mercedes-Benz for my grandma, complete with a uniformed driver who was told to treat this lady like royalty. Used to driving the stars in royalty, he treated her like the queen, getting her to and fro her appointment in style. And the bit my grandmother recalls as the best was when he asked her, "Madam, just whose grandma are you?" This year, my grandma turned 90 years old, and for her birthday, she just asked that I have a cup of tea with her. So on St. Patrick's Day, I was in her living room sipping tea and eating birthday cake. This is my last memory of her, and it's a great one. My grandma gave me a string of pearls, the pearls I will wear Thursday, my grandma's pearls. Sure, I had to give up the fear of the phone, the fear of rejection, and a few school events. Being the perfect mother, I've had to crash and burn, sit on my floor and cry because everyone else can do this and I just don't seem to be able to. The nights I have wanted to quit, the 3 hours drive to sell one lipstick, I've had to give up the easy route and hit painful personal growth square between the eyes. But I have been rewarded with the pearls. Today and forever onwards, the price was so cheap for what I've been given, and none of it is really status or financial. Without Arbonne, this story would have been incredibly different and very sad. There is not a corporate job that would have given me those same last 2 years with my grandma. I would have been too busy to write all those postcards. I would have been too busy to care, and I would have been too financially poor to help. I know you have many, many reasons you do Arbonne. But this week, please add an English grandma to that list, and from me, a simple thank you. Love, Tracy Gatchell. The lives you touch, you have no idea. There are people counting on you that haven't even met you. But guys, I know you can do this. Dig deep. You've got everything it takes. Offer this, offer this, offer this. Your homework this week is send me one aha from the call, something that hit you between the eyes. The other thing is I want to know what you're committing to for the next week in your business. What, no matter what, you are committing to these things. I don't know what it is. Is it talking to one person a day, two people a day, sponsoring two people? Is it booking, holding two presentations? Is it holding a one-on-one? Is it saying, in the next 7 days, I will talk to 10 people about my business and products or products, no matter what? What are you committing to? Number one, your aha. Number two, what you're committing to. Please share your wins with us, so that I can send them out to everyone. I'm so excited. I would love to hear from you. How are you doing on your journey? How's it looking? Are you excited? How's it, you know, are you claiming this is your month? Are you claiming your bonus? What is it that you're claiming this month? I can't wait to see how many names we get to read at the 1st of October as in qualification for region. And I know many of you will be getting your area manager bonus, an extra $400 in the U.S., I don't know, I think it's $460 in Canada is your bonus in October that you will have as income. So know I'm cheering you on. I'm so proud of you. We will be at Wednesday next week, and I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you all. Thank you, Josie, so much.